from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App.
Listener, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin asked the Islamic Economy and Finance Regional Committee to boost Islamic finance innovation in Yogyakarta. Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan says Kendal factory able to supply a note for 1.5 million electric cars. Now the news in detail. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has asked the Islamic Economy and Finance Regional Committee of Yogyakarta to strengthen innovation in the development of digital-based Islamic economy and finance in the province. The digital infrastructure, which is already good, must be utilized to support the implementation of the digital-based halal industry micro, small, and medium enterprises module. This was said by Vice President Ma'ruf Amin at the inauguration of Yogyakarta Islamic Economy and Finance Regional Committee on Wednesday. According to Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, the digitalization of Islamic finance and social funds, such as the digitalization of Baitul Mal wa Ta'mil, a micro-Islamic finance institution, will expand access and services as well as improve people's welfare. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan has said that the lithium battery anode factory in Kendal, Central Java, can supply anodes for the production of 1.5 million electric cars annually. The factory, which President Joko Widodo inaugurated today, has a capacity of 80,000 tons of anode per year, which is sufficient to produce 1.5 million electric cars. According to Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, during the factory's inauguration, which was followed online on the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube channel on Wednesday, the factory will be the biggest one in Indonesia and could therefore support electric vehicle production in the country. The Indonesian government has urged members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, to take coordinated steps to build regional readiness to anticipate a food crisis. As reported by Antara, according to Acting Secretary General of the Indonesian Agriculture Ministry, Prihasto Setianto, among the initiatives, Indonesia is currently promoting the use of local food materials to solidify ASEAN countries' national food reserves. Setianto underlined that the initiative is meant to follow up on the ASEAN leaders' declaration on strengthening food security and nutrition in response to crisis, which was adopted during the 43rd ASEAN Summit in Jakarta in September last year. The Communication and Informatics Ministries Director of Digital Economy, Bonifacius Wahyu Pujanto, has said that collaboration and innovation are vital for developing Indonesia's game industry. Speaking at the Game Industry Seminar in Solo, Central Java on Wednesday, Pujanto highlighted the ministry's commitment to creating an ecosystem suitable for such collaboration and innovation. He also emphasized the need for Indonesia to produce more game developers to tap into the country's promising game market and penetrate foreign markets. The official then lauded the Masyarakat Indonesia Emas Foundation for its initiative to hold the seminar. Let's turn to the international news. Saudi Deputy Foreign Minister Walid Al-Khuraiji met the Permanent Representative of Palestine to the United Nations, Riyad Mansour, on Wednesday. As reported by ArabNews.com, during the meeting on the sidelines of an Organization of Islamic Cooperation Summit in Jeddah, both officials discussed the latest developments in the Palestinian crisis. They also review regional developments. Al-Khuraiji also met with Iran's acting foreign minister Ali Bahari Kani and Turkish deputy foreign minister Nuh Yilmaz, Jordanian foreign minister Ayman Safadi, Gambadian foreign minister Mamoudou Tangara, and Abu Bakar Mohammed Hanafi. The acting governor of Russia's Kursk region declared a state of emergency on Wednesday for an area bordering Ukraine, where Russia said it was battling Ukrainian fighters on Russian territory. As reported by VOA.com, Alexei Smirnov's emergency declaration came a day after what he said was a movement of Ukrainian troops and tanks into the Russian region. It was not immediately clear what measures the emergency status would release, but several thousand people were reported to have been evacuated from the area. A military blogger reported that fighting had reached the town of Suza, near where a Russian pipeline that supplies gas to Europe via Ukraine is located. Ukraine has agreed to keep the pipeline in Ukraine operational as part of a contract that expires at an end of the year. Last news. Asia is home to some of the world's safest countries, with 10 nations, including Vietnam, coming under the spotlight due to their low crime rates, political stability, and secure environment. As reported by VOVworld.vn, according to New York-based international organization Best Diplomats, which serves as a platform for young leaders to exchange ideas and resolve the most challenging global issues, Vietnam is best known for its beauty, rich culture, and delicious cuisine, and is placed in 8th position among the top 10 safest countries in Asia. The country's crime index score of 41.8 and safety index score of 58.2 further reinforce its reputation as a safe place to visit. Well, listener, that's the newsline.
Today's diplomatic quarter highlights. Indonesian ambassador to Japan welcomes Japanese exhibition displaying Afandi's works. Indonesian ambassador to Japan Heri Ahmadi has welcomed an exhibition at the Tokyo Fuji Art Museum in Hachioji, Tokyo, featuring paintings and sculptures by Indonesian art maestro Afandi. This was conveyed by Ambassador Heri when opening a seminar themed Indonesia's culture and charm at the Tokyo Fuji Art Museum, Hachioji, Tokyo, Japan, on Saturday. Quoted from Antara, Ambassador Heri explained that the exhibition entitled Harmony in Diversity was inspired by the slogan Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, which unites the Indonesian nation in its diversity of ethnics, languages, beliefs, and others. Meanwhile, curator lecturer of the Faculty of Arts Institute, Seni Indonesia Yogyakarta, Mika Susanto, at the seminar theme Indonesia Culture and Charm, explained the journey of Avandi, an Indonesian maestro painter with an expressionist style who is in his career, also had affinity with Japanese culture. Besides Avandi's painting, the exhibition also showcased Kamasan classical paintings of Ramayana from Bali, glass painting of Panji stories from Cirebon, and paintings of Indonesia's natural beauty from Mahjudin, a court painter in the 1940s. Other works on displays are Balinese Garuda and Rama Sinta statues. In addition to exhibition and seminars, there will also be cultural performances such as traditional dance, angklung playing, and a fashion show of Indonesian wastra. And that's Diplomatic Quarter.
Listener, we begin today in history on August 8, 1967, when ASEAN was established. Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, and Thailand agreed to form the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or better known as ASEAN, on 8 August 1967 in Bangkok, Thailand. The objectives of the establishment of ASEAN include accelerating economic growth, social progress, and cultural development in Southeast Asia, as well as promoting regional peace and stability. Now, ASEAN has 10 member countries, namely Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, Brunei Darussalam, Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, and Vietnam. Indonesia served as chairman of ASEAN in 2023. Indonesia's chairmanship in ASEAN officially began from January 1st to December 31st, 2023. We move to another event about large-scale demonstrations in Myanmar demanding reforms toward democracy. On 8 August 1988, the people of Myanmar, then called Burma, and even monks across the country joined together and called for the abolition of military rule and demanded democracy. The cause of the large-scale demonstration was the deteriorating economic situation. At the time, the people of Myanmar could no longer bear the economic difficulties they faced. They wanted a new government that could help improve their economy and their lives, putting the country on the path to democracy. The rally was known as 8888 because it corresponded to the date, month, and year of the rally. 8888 was the culmination of the repression, violence, economic decline, and many other things that the people of Myanmar felt under the rule of the military regime. We end with the event about signing event Memorandum of Understanding on Normalization of Diplomatic Relations between Indonesia and China. The normalization of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and China is an important historical event in international diplomacy. This normalization involved intensive diplomacy aimed at achieving peace and strengthening economic cooperation between the two countries, which have great influence in Asia. The normalization of diplomatic relations took place on August 8, 1990, marked by the signing of Memorandum of Understanding by the foreign ministers of Indonesia and China. Indonesia and China have had diplomatic relations since 1950. However, bilateral diplomatic relations between the two countries were suspended in 1967, as China was believed to be behind the coup d'etat by the Indonesian Communist Party in 1965. Well, listener, that's Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Thank you.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today focuses on Indonesian Forestry Ministry to hold festival to showcase climate-friendly technologies. The Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry is holding the second Environment, Climate, Forestry and New Renewable Energy Festival, Second Like Festival, which shows the development of climate-friendly technologies to support a sustainable future. Director General of Pollution and Environmental Damage Control at the Ministry, Sigit Reliantoro, on Thursday said that the Indonesian government wants to show the achievements of environmentally friendly technologies and the potential that can be achieved in the future. According to Sigit, Indonesian President Joko Widodo has said that Indonesia is leading by example in overcoming climate change. He explained that the Like Festival would display examples of efforts to deal with climate change that had been implemented. Moreover, Sigit Reliantoro gave example of several technologies that will be exhibited, including geothermal or geothermal utilization technology, plans to develop solar power plants, as well as green hydrogen and green ammonia. Sigit added that the festival will also showcase social innovations carried out by businesses which solve climate change, as well as various social and environmental problems. Besides the exhibition at the Second Like Festival, there will also be information about the Indonesian government's performance over the past 10 years to support environmental and forestry issues, including the performance of all units throughout the Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry. This includes handling forest fires, social forestry, and developing green infrastructure. Second Like Festival will be held in Jakarta from 8 until 11 August 2024. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Sumpah, I love you, I need you, I miss you, aku tak bisa musnahkan kamu dari otakku.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder. For those of you who love water tourism, Jombang Regency in East Java has an interesting destination to visit. It is called Wana Wisata Sumber Biru, meaning Sumber Biru Natural Tourist Attraction. If you visit this place, you can eat or enjoy coffee on the river. Curious? You must try it. Don't worry about the distance. If you go from Jombang downtown, it's only about an hour away. This tourist attraction is located in Wonotirto Hamlet, Wonosalam District, Jombang Regency, on the slopes of Anjasmoro Mountain. Listeners, to enter the Sumber Biru Natural Tourist Attraction, you will be charged a ticket fee of 5,000 to 10,000 rupiahs, or roughly 30 to 60 US cents. Upon entering this tourist area, you will feel the clean air and the lush, cool mountain atmosphere. This tourist area is crossed by a river about 200 meters long with an average width of 4 meters. The main attraction of Sumber Biru Natural Tourist Attraction is that you can relax and enjoy traditional local dishes on top of the river stream, which directly originates from Mount Anjasmoro Springs. There are mixed seating with tables, enough for 10 people each. Your feet will be pampered by the water from the mountain slopes. The price of the food itself is relatively affordable. After enjoying the local cuisine, don't forget to capture the natural beauty of Sumber Biru Natural Tourist Attraction. The view is very natural and beautiful. You can take pictures or selfies in the middle of the river stream while eating, or on the riverbank while playing in the water. There are also several photo spots, such as a colorful bridge, heart-shaped spots, butterfly-shaped spots, and large hand-shaped sculpture. Wonosalam, where the attraction is located, is known as a durian-producing region in Jombang, East Java. In this tourist area, you can enjoy the delicious local durian fruit. There's also a swimming pool. The pool is only one and not large. You can experience swimming in the middle of the forest with a cool and refreshing atmosphere. If you want to stay overnight, there are 3 homestay units available for rent. And that was Indonesian Wonder.
Hanyalah dirimu kasih. dari hatimu. Ingin ku dengar sengat, yeah. Harapan di hati masih ingat. Akan ucapkan janjimu, hanya kepadaku akan ku persembahkan cintamu. Walaupun beribu bintang datang berganti, janji yang terucapkan selalu di hati hingga kita kan terpatu.
You are still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present to you Miscellany.
Dear listeners, welcome back to another interesting episode of Miscellany. Today we are going to talk about Samosir Music International Festival. Listeners, the Samosir Music International Festival will once again take place from August 9th to 11th, 2024 at the Open Air Stage in Tuk Tuk Siadong, Simanindo District, Samosir, North Sumatra. This festival combines band performances with tortor or traditional Batak dance and traditional music. The event will feature singers and bands from both Indonesia and international locales, including Asia and Europe, will perform their own songs as well as Batak songs tailored to their respective music genres. Additionally, the festival will showcase panotors or tortor dancers from various art studios across Mosir. Micro, small, and medium enterprises will also have booths offering culinary delights, crafts, and fashion products. The Samosir Music International Festival will be divided into two main areas, the main stage area and the plaza area. The main stage will host performances from featured artists over 2 days. Meanwhile, the plaza area, open for the full 3 days, will include a bazaar featuring micro, small, and medium enterprises with culinary, handicraft, and local exhibitions, as well as the workshops, talk show, and live music from a smaller stage. Listeners, this year marks the 7th edition of the Samosir Music International Festival. From its inception through the 5th year, the festival was free of charge for visitors. However, since last year, a ticketing system has been introduced to enhance the quality and sustainability of the event. While the plaza area remains free for all to enjoy, access to the main stage area requires a ticket to view the performances of the musicians and artists. That's miscellany for today. Bye-bye.
Dulu waktu umurku belasan tahun sudah, aku pernah ingin merasakan apa itu cinta, tapi ku tak tahu bagaimana untuk memulai. Kadang ada perasaan yang tak bisa ku jelaskan.
Still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI digital mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today I'm going to bring up a song from D.O.T. or Dot. Jot is an Indonesian music group founded on September 5, 1997. The music group is founded by two brothers, Adam Glenn Dolly, or Adam as a guitarist, and Esa Saiful Rahman, aka Eza Yayang, as drummer and vocalist, plus Arul as bassist, and Alsa as additional drummer, who were recruited in 1998. Dot had their golden era in 90s. Their fame songs entitled Jangan or John was a hit at that time. The song, released in 1998, is about someone who no longer wants to be with his lover, who refuses to change to be the person he wants. Listener, this is Dot with Jangan or Don, and happy listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dia sepi di sini.
seperti yang lain, walau sudah takdirnya, namun dia tetap tersenyum.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jauhi
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you so much for listening the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Send your feedback to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.